Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to enjoy a free meal, awesome prizes, great music, lots of laughs, and a chance to meet the Brain Masseur. It's a lights-on evening with the Brain Masseur. November 16th, you'll be treated to a sit-down Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner and a special gift from the Brain Masseur. Everyone present will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a God and Gun Clingers Home Defense Kit, which includes a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic tactical shotgun and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Plus, one person at each table will win a silver dollar worth at least its weight in silver. You'll participate in a live performance of the Brain Massage Show, wonderful music, and an opportunity to chat with the Brain Masseur. It's all free, but seats are limited, so call our listener response hotline and leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. Call toll-free 1-888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seat today. Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights-on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Be advised. For Pastor Scheidbach, exposing liberal lies and destroying vain philosophies of God-hating, America-despising liberals is like taking candy from a baby. All liberals are hereby cautioned. Pastor Scheidbach is about to rip one or more of your favorite lollipop notions right out of your hand. Uh-oh, too late. A liberal just lost a lollipop. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity, a gourmet meal for the mind.
Well, it is time to stimulate the gray matter with that bright light of truth, flooding the brain with dopamine, filling your soul with a sense of euphoria. Many brain massage listeners have come to expect when listening to the Brain Masseur. And as he agitates the pituitary to signal the adrenal gland to release norepinephrine neurotransmitters, firing the neurons throughout the sympathetic nervous system, sending them speeding through the brain and throughout the body, leaping the synapse gaps so fast the brain and sometimes the entire body begins to glow. All right. A few warm-up exercises, if you please. I am in South Carolina, traveling hard, and I'm tired. But all week I'm having a wonderful time enjoying the warm hospitality of Pleasant View Baptist Church for our intercessor conference with Dr. Benny Beckham. I'll be traveling on Friday, the day I usually produce the show, so I'm having to prepare it here on Wednesday and put it all together on Thursday before the VP debate. I hate it when that happens. Nevertheless, I'm sure I can tell the debate or call the debate even before it takes place. The brilliant smile against the brilliant brain. Biden's strategy will be to corner Ryan into having to deliver up complicated explanations for his plan by making false claims based on obscure facts cherry-picked from data. And he'll smile widely while doing this, of course, but I think he's in for a surprise. Ryan's Boy Scout demeanor and ability to articulate his ideas with clarity. I think it's going to make Biden look simple-minded. The catch is this. Can Ryan do it without coming across as arrogant or condescending? If he can school Biden like Romney schooled Obama with humor, fairness, and a hint of compassion, a sort of Man of Steel in velvet approach, with a masterful command of the data, well, all he has to do is avoid getting bogged down in complicated explanations, and he'll win this debate handily. Of course, if you follow the crazy people who write HuffPost or the National Memo, the question is not how will the candidates perform, but which of the candidates has the media decided will win in advance? I want you to think about that for a second or two. Go ahead and take 2 seconds. 1,002. I mean, are you kidding me? The National Memo, a self-described progressive George Soros organ, passionately promoting progressive policies and providing talking points for much of MSM, says the reason Romney is heralded as the winner of the last debate is because... That's what the MSM wanted. Yeah, right. I mean, okay, National Memo, it's a MSM conspiracy. Yeah, that according to Gene Lyons in a National Memo featured post today, October 10, 2012. the title of the article, The Difficulty of Debating a Clever Liar. But the memo's tagline or link line was more honest about the point and the content of the article. And it reads, quote, "The media wanted Romney to win the first debate," end quote. So that explains it. The reason Romney won the first debate was it's what the media wanted to happen. For ratings and all that, you see. The fact is, that is the last thing the MSM wanted. They have been an Obama shill from the beginning, and they have tied themselves to him so inextricably that if he goes down in a landslide, he's certainly going to drag them down with him, and certainly in terms of their credibility. When the facts are allowed finally to work their way to the surface from under the progressive smoke and flack and all the decoys like Big Bird, what a joke. The truth will out, my friends. You've heard Obama's latest display of blatant demagoguery, targeting the little kids now, scaring the little children. He wants to scare the old people, and then wants to scare the kids, using Big Bird as a campaign mascot. Yeah, as if Romney put a target on Big Bird. Oh, man. Obama has co-opted the lovable big yellow bird, claiming Romney intends to rob all the little kids of one of their favorite birds. Remember during the debate when Romney said he would cut federal funding for PBS? Obama is claiming this means Romney secretly wants to send Big Bird packing. Truly, Obama has no shame and little sense, it seems to me. It turns out that Big Bird is a multi-millionaire. Well, I mean, Sesame Street is worth, I think I read, over $280 million. And if there is an example anywhere in the world of wasting taxpayer money, it would be, if it was true, it would be subsidizing Big Bird. Now, don't blame the lovable big yellow bird. Besides, Sesame Street has asked the Obama campaign to pull that ad. Well, hooray for them. Yeah, even Big Bird has joined the millions of others in giving Obama the... Toodles, Obama. Toodaloo. Anyway, here's an example of what Obama and company do all the time. Romney says he wants to make cuts in spending and mentions, as an example, defunding PBS. Now, I don't know about you, but, well, I've never been comfortable with the government funding a public broadcasting service. Sounds a little too Chavez to me, eh? A little too Fidel? A little too Stalin? I mean, government-controlled media, isn't that bad for truth? And don't we have daily proof of that already? So the government has no business using tax money to support that fat yellow bird anyway. I mean, it's not like he's not eating, if you know what I mean. You know, Michelle, you might need to talk to Sesame Street about their diet for that canary. Actually, folks, really now, I think Big Bird is really cool. Really, they should put him in shades or something, you know. He's so cool. I like Big Bird. Come on. So Romney says he wants to defund PBS, and Obama makes it out that he wants to kill Big Bird. Now, Big Bird will be fine, folks. We know that. He'll have plenty of sesame seed cookies to eat and enough to spare so he can share them with Cookie Monster. In other words, that corporation is going to go on thriving with or without taxpayer subsidy of PBS, but Obama makes it out as if Romney's going to steal Big Bird from the little children. He wants to scare little kids. Can you believe this guy? This is the way he operates. Creates a boogeyman, and then he scares little people with it. He governs by fear of manipulation. That's what he's doing with the Romney-Ryan budget plan, trying to scare the older people into fearing for their medical health coverage and all this sort of thing. Romney-Ryan want to trim billions out of the budget and reduce taxes to boot. And Obama says, well, do the math. Right. And if you cut so many billions from revenues, you're going to have to get that money from somewhere, he argues. And then they start scaring the old people into believing that Romney and Ryan are coming after their Medicare or their Social Security. It's a lie. Romney has said it over and again. His plan is revenue neutral. And this means that his 20% across the board tax cut, it will not decrease net revenues to the Treasury. Obama says the Romney-Ryan plan will impact revenues. So who are you going to believe? We all know Obama is so truthful and so honest. I mean, hey. Romney Ryan says their budget plan is revenue neutral. Obama says, no, it's not. Well, let's see. Romney at least has proven his business acumen. I mean, he's proven his ability to lead companies out of financial disaster. That's how he's made his fortune, I think, at least much of it. I mean, really built his fortune on helping companies deal effectively with misfortune, shall we say. And what has Obama done? Well, he's turned all of America's fortune into misfortune. So who are you going to trust? Look, by now, the whole idea of cutting taxes as a way to increase overall revenues is a well-established axiom. It's a self-evident truth, for heaven's sake. And that's Romney's plan. His idea is to cut taxes to stimulate the economy, and at the same time reduce or eliminate certain deductions and eliminate needless spending like the funds used for PBS. Perhaps the National Endowment for the Arts will get a much belated axing. And how about that nonsense in which the government is spending money on advertising? Yep, those commercials you hear where it mentions this is brought to you by some name of federal agency, whatever, and the Ad Council. Well, that's your government spending tax dollars on propaganda. And you know, that would be a good place to set the axe and cut some spending, actually. The Romney-Ryan plan is a good one. It's a long overdue overhaul of the way Washington does business. If you want real change that gives America real hope, we need the Romney-Ryan plan. This next debate coming up is going to focus on foreign policy. That is the debate between Obama and Romney. Obama's big bird approach to terrorism has failed. I want all you kids to know that the brain masseur really likes Big Bird. But I would not want Big Bird to handle foreign policy. Hey, you need an eagle for that. An American bald eagle. Although Obama's foreign policy is something you'd expect Big Bird to come up with. Look, I think Big Bird makes a perfect mascot for Obama in many ways, except one. Big Bird is honest and without guile, childlike in his simplicity and humility. Anyway, I've been very encouraged by some developments I see with regard to investigating into the rape and murder of our ambassador, Chris Stevens. Some are taking it seriously, and I'm glad to see it. Thank God. And they're asking the right questions. I want you to hold on through the break. More stimulating conversation with the brain masseur in a moment. I'll be right back.
Are you enjoying your brain massage today? Are your passions stirred? Your mental juices flowing? Call 888-770-8000 and leave your message for Pastor Scheidbach. What will it be today? Lights on or lights off? Call 888-770-8000. The pastor will be right back to continue your brain massage after this. Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to enjoy a free meal, awesome prizes, great music, lots of laughs, and a chance to meet the Brain Masseur. It's a lights-on evening with the Brain Masseur. November 16th, you'll be treated to a sit-down Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner and a special gift from the Brain Masseur. Everyone present will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a God and Gunclingers Home Defense Kit, which includes a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic tactical shotgun and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Plus, one person at each table will win a silver dollar worth at least its weight in silver. You'll participate in a live performance of the Brain Massage Show. Wonderful music and an opportunity to chat with the Brain Masseur. It's all free, but seats are limited. So call our listener response hotline and leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. Call toll free 1-888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seat today.
I have written melodies for several of the Psalms, and I'm gratified that so many have enjoyed singing them. We produced a CD titled Singing Psalms. $10 covers the cost of the CD and includes a $3 donation to our ministry. Call 1-888-770-8000 to order yours today. Or go to www.santamarialighthouse.org and click on the bookstore button.
Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, Brain Masseur, and Paul Revere's Lantern Lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. So Big Bird says toodaloo to the Obamster. to his campaign. You've seen the commercial where Obama takes Romney's debate statement that he intends to cut funding to PBS and make it out that Romney has put a target on Big Bird and trying to scare the kids to pressure Mama to vote for Obama, I guess. The Sesame Street Corporation resents Obama presuming to make Big Bird a mascot for his political campaign. So Big Bird says, toodaloo, to the Obama campaign. Well, that's good. Let's hope the rest of the country will also join Big Bird and say toodaloo, not from merely the campaign, but from the White House. Thank you. I mentioned before the break how pleased I am with the actions being taken by at least some of our members of Congress who are calling for an investigation into the rape and murder of our ambassador to Libya, Ambassador Christopher Stevens. I believe he was singled out and executed by Al-Qaeda, raping and murdering him, using munitions provided by our government, and no doubt using intel gotten from inside our government. Now listen up. One of the signal judgments of God upon a nation, my friend, a nation that forgets him, is to turn them over into the power of leadership that will lead them to destruction. Bible thump alert, Bible thump alert. For the leaders of this people cause them to err, and they that are led of them are destroyed. Isaiah 9:16. I mean, you'll find it in Leviticus, Psalms, Jeremiah, Lamentations. Repeatedly, God warns he'll chastise a nation by turning them over to the hand or bringing them under the power of their enemies. From Psalm 119:121, we understand when a nation fails to do justice and judgment, God will leave that nation to be tormented by oppressors. Now, look, I can't think of anything more disturbing than that our president should be so careless with the lives of our ambassador that he would know, and I said no, that trouble was brewing, that the ambassador was repeatedly asking for help, for more security, not less, that Obama, knowing that our ambassador was in peril of his life, and that he would then just turn off and go to bed? That's outrageous. He knew 48 hours earlier, and yet he wouldn't bother himself to take a look into this matter himself and give leadership where it's needed and make sure the consulate was reinforced with some Marines that had bullets, for heaven's sake. Anyway, there is a cover-up going on, and that's obvious. Obama wanted this to get hushed up. I'm beginning to wonder if this does not go even deeper, and that perhaps Obama or someone high up in his administration is actually complicit in a plot that involves killing Stevens in order to shut him up. I wonder if we're going to finally find out that Stevens was about to bring out some embarrassing revelations hurtful to Obama's reelection, and so he was eliminated. I mean, what else can explain this? Those of you who've been listening to me right along, you know I've been about one or two steps ahead of the news on this already. I'm telling you, the information I'm looking at, while not definitive, is compellingly suggestive that Stevens was targeted and that persons within our own government have some involvement in this. Certainly some culpability in the matter. So far as we know, Stevens was not even supposed to be in Benghazi on 9/11. Either that, or he was directed there on purpose by persons high enough up to know Al-Qaeda had a plot in place to kill him. I'm beginning to think Stevens was led to these guys or fed to these guys to shut him up. Oh, I hope not. I hope I'm wrong about this. I think Oliver North is right. He's asking the right questions. He wants his diary revealed and all other communications coming from the embassy in Tripoli. Obviously, Obama is hiding something. We know his administration was aware that the attack on our consulate in Benghazi was not about any movie. It was about targeting our ambassador, and specifically Ambassador Stevens. The attackers knew exactly where Stevens would be. And when he would be there, by the way. They assaulted the consulate in a way that makes it very clear it was a pre-planned attack. They knew where to concentrate their attack or to focus their fire. They knew the guards would be armed with guns without bullets, and they knew there'd be a decreased guard on him as well. They knew what time to hit. They knew all of this. And what's more, the administration also knew it. They knew at least 48 hours in advance that Al-Qaeda planned an attack on Benghazi, but did nothing to protect our ambassador. And here's the thing that gets me. I know, and you know, if the administration did know this was going down, there is no rationale for not doing everything in his power to stop it. There's no way, if Obama knew this was coming down, that he would have wanted to deal with this while he's trying to run for re-election. I mean, to deal with our ambassador in Libya being killed by Al-Qaeda, that would be way too embarrassing. That would be a slap in the face of his Mideast policies. It would be a major distraction. It couldn't help him in any way I can think of. No, no. If Obama knew this thing was coming, you would expect him to get all over it like smell on perfume, to get out there in front of this thing and to get the Marines out there early and to show and to present a show of force and stop this. That he could have turned to his political advantage. Instead, they sit on this information. They let him get killed, raped, and murdered. And then they come up with this nonsense that it was a spontaneous riot that broke out over some movie over here, and that it wasn't a planned attack on the consulate. I'm telling you, folks, this whole business stinks to heaven. And I've got one thing to say to Obama and his cohorts. Be sure your sins will find you out. A little Bible thump going on there. You've watched the news on this. People are coming out with it. Here's from CBS News, quote, "The former head of a special forces site security team in Libya tells CBS News that in spite of multiple pleas from himself and other U.S. security officials on the ground for more, not less, security personnel, the State Department removed as many as 34 people from the country in the 6 months before the terrorist attack in Benghazi that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three others." Now, here's what's interesting to me. You know, the Lieutenant Colonel Andy Wood was told to pull out his 16-member team and another six-member elite force, a State Department force, from Tripoli about a month before the attack. But apparently no explanation was given for this. Now, we're told from the State Department that their tour of duty was up, but they would have replacements right in there. Now, something's going on here, folks. There's something not right here. We all know how that works. When the guys get ready to come back, the people to take their place show up sometimes a month or so in advance of their leaving in order to break them in, show them the ropes, and all that kind of stuff. This is nonsense. This is not the way this is not the way they do things. But anyway, when Wood and some others protested that they needed more, not less, security, and they explained all of the reasons for this, you know what they were told? "We're working on it." Huh. Yeah, when other staffers asked if they were safe, Woods told Atkinson, quote, "I could only answer that what we were being told is that they're working on it. They'll get us more security personnel, but I never saw that," end quote. Again, you don't take the troops out and then a month later send somebody in. You send your replacements in first. They are briefed on everything going on, and then the ones already there are sent. Anyway, Wood revealed that he, Ambassador Stevens, the State Department Regional Security Officer Eric Nordstrom, all of them wanted and had repeatedly requested enhanced security that they were told to do with less. Wood was never told why. He says to us, quote, "For what reasons, I don't know," end quote. They explained the situation to the administration as clearly as they could, trying to get them to take their concerns seriously. Quote, "We tried to illustrate, to show them how dangerous and how volatile and just unpredictable their whole environment was over there. So to decrease security in the face of that reality is, it's just unbelievable," end quote. I'll say, it's not only unbelievable, it's absolutely unacceptable. It just so happens that if Wood and his teams had been in place, at least some of them, we don't know exactly how many, but at least some of them would have been deployed with the ambassador with bullets, for heaven's sake. Anyway, we're told that Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the State Department is cooperating fully with the congressional investigation. You're probably laughing. She's no dummy. I mean, if there's anybody in the whole wide world who knows how to hide critical files in an investigation behind locked doors in a closet somewhere, hidden in plain sight for months on end, it's Hillary Clinton. Nobody can dodge an investigation like the Clintons. So if she really is cooperating fully, it's going to be in order to prepare for her run in 16. I'm just messing around with that. I know it's cynical, but that's what these people do to you, man. I tell you. Look, I want answers to this business, and we need to go to the mattresses on this. We need to put this in a full court press mode. We need to get all over this like smell on perfume, or shall I say fragrance on perfume. We need to press this issue and press it hard. Don't let this thing get cold. Don't let Christopher Stevens, having been raped and murdered by these people, just be forgotten. Find out why Obama slept when our ambassador was being raped and murdered. I hope you've enjoyed your brain massage today, and I hope to get a chance to meet you at our Lights On Evening with the Brain Masseur, November 16th. Please call in at 1-888-770-8000 and tell us you would like to reserve a place at our Lights On Evening with the Brain Masseur. Now, we do have some qualifications. Basically, the rule is no more than two per household will be given a reservation for this event. We can make an exception for a parent, a mother, father, if you take care of them or something like that. Or if, in another case, we made an exception with someone who needed transportation because they can't drive at night. We can work with you. But essentially, you'll get two entries into the drawing for the God and Gun Clinger Home Defense Kit, a Mossberg 12-gauge shotgun, and an Intercessor Bible, leather-bound, beautiful. So, but anyway, we're going to have a lot of fun, a meal, the whole works. You've heard the commercials. Please call in at 1-888-770 and let me know that you're going to be my guest at the Lights On Evening with the Brain Masseur, November 16th. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you call and let me know that you see that they are on. Call 888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000. If you're using a cell phone, you don't need the 1. 888-770-8000. And leave a message for me on my listener response hotline. You call and say lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. Or you can write me by email. Go to our website, thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. Click on the Contact Us button and follow the prompts. It's a great way for my podcasters, by the way, to make contact with the Brain Masseur. So call me today, lights on or lights off. I'd sure love to hear from you today, so call in. God bless you. God save America, and I'll see you in church.
It's a gourmet meal for the mind, thought-provoking, insight-stimulating, worthy of your support. Go to thebrainmassageshow.com and donate today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Gotta have more? We understand. Tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. or go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. Brain Massage Show listeners are invited to enjoy a free meal, awesome prizes, great music, lots of laughs, and a chance to meet the Brain Masseur. It's a Lights On Evening with the Brain Masseur. November 16th, you'll be treated to a sit-down Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner and a special gift from the Brain Masseur. Everyone present will be entered into a drawing for a chance to win a God and Gun Clinger's Home Defense Kit, which includes a Mossberg 12-gauge semi-automatic tactical shotgun and a beautiful leather-bound Bible. Plus, one person at each table will win a silver dollar worth at least its weight in silver. You'll participate in a live performance of the Brain Massage Show, wonderful music, and an opportunity to chat with the Brain Masseur. It's all free, but seats are limited, so call our listener response hotline and leave your name and number, and we'll get back to you with details so you can make your reservation today. Call toll-free 1-888-770-8000, 1-888-770-8000 to reserve your seat today.